When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 3, Episode 1, What to Expect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're here.
I know, Ava.
We were in Ramona. Scott's sister's place was right in front of me.
Go, Ava.
I jumped out of the truck. The street looked fine. The house looked fine. The neighborhood, still intact. It was hard to tell that an alien invasion had even taken place. I grabbed the doorknob and flung the door open. I was surprised it was unlocked. The house was clean, tidy. Cooper, my mom's beagle, ran up, tail wagging.
Coop!
I patted him quickly and ran through the hall. He trotted behind me. I heard some chatter in the dining room.
Scott!
But before I even reached the end of the hall, Scott turned the corner, freezing me. He smiled warmly.
Ava?
I jumped into his arms.
Ava, oh my God. Ava. 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 Ava.
Ava. Ava.
I startled awake to see we had stopped. Shit, that was a dream. I couldn't believe I fell asleep. Depression quickly set in, and seeing the hundreds of cars blocking the road in front of us made the sinking feeling worse.
We could try moving some of the cars again, or we can try and find another road.
Half of our time is spent finding other roads.
What do you expect?
There are a lot of cars, Mark. We should siphon some gas.
With what?
Maybe we should look for supplies now.
Here?
Why not? Look at all the vehicles. Mark rubbed his chin. He hadn't been able to shave since we left New York, so he had a beard going. Mark never liked facial hair because he admitted it wasn't in his genes to grow a full beard. It was patchy, but not as bad as he thought. The more it grew, the more it filled out. What's wrong, Mark?
It's just, I hate being out in the open.
We need supplies.
I realize that, but with my leg, it's...
Let me search.
Well, you're not doing it alone.
Mark, you're healing. There's no need to put more stress on your leg than you already have. You stay by the truck. If there's trouble, I'll run back.
I don't like this.
You don't like it because you feel useless.
That's one way of putting it.
But you're not useless. So stay by the truck and keep watch.
Fine. But the sun is going down. Let's try not to stay here too long.
That's fine. We didn't have any maps, any food or water, any medical supplies, blankets, no extra clothes or tools. We had the truck, which was low on gas, and we had one gun. What are you doing?
So I can keep an eye on you.
Mark shimmied his way onto the hood of the truck and stretched out his hurt leg. He checked the revolver. Are you going to be able to jump into the truck if there's trouble?
Not a problem. Now go. We've got 30 minutes. Bring us back something nice.
What, a razor?
Yeah, if you can find one.
Mark ran his fingers through his beard. I looked in each vehicle as I passed. Blood and glass littered the road. I felt uneasy not having a gun or some kind of weapon. Maybe that's what I should look for first. One car, a Honda Accord, had a busted trunk. I looked inside and found a tire iron. Well, there's a weapon. Now to keep searching. Each vehicle had something to offer, but it wasn't until I found a plumbing company's van that I got really excited. I found several empty jugs and a long, thin plastic tube. I used a pocket knife that I had found in a Ford Fusion's glove compartment to cut the tubing to make it more manageable. I then popped the gas tank door and stuck the tube in. Okay, let's hurry, Ava. I sucked on the tubing until the gas hit my mouth. I had three jugs. I may be able to find more, but I needed to hurry. This place was a gold mine for supplies. It shocked me that there was so much stuff available, but maybe there weren't people around here anymore to empty it out. I shook off a shiver. Just hurry, Ava. I had found a rolling suitcase that I was able to strap the gas jugs to. I also carried two smaller backpacks over my shoulder.
Oh, thank God. I couldn't see you past the semi. Jesus, that's a lot of stuff. Here, let me help.
Stop. I already got it. Mark slid slowly off the hood.
I heard a couple of shrieks earlier.
They were far off.
Still. What'd you find?
A lot of good stuff.
Guns?
No, I looked, but couldn't find any. I opened the pack to show Mark. Inside the black backpack was two heavy-duty flashlights and a keychain flashlight, a couple pairs of pants, socks, shirts, and a men's sports jacket.
What size are these?
Medium and large. I found a few women's smalls for me.
These work?
Mark picked up one of the large flashlights. Yeah, check them already. I even got some batteries in the suitcase. Double A's, triple A's, and D's.
I see you were able to siphon some gas.
I found a tube and some jugs in a plumber's van. You think that's enough?
I think it's good. And with the tube, we can always siphon more later. You know, if we get low.
I also took some tools from the van, just in case.
What about food?
Plenty, in this backpack and the suitcase. Found some canned food, chips, pretzels, dried fruit, marshmallows, chocolate, and a lot of soda. Made sure they were all sealed, too.
Good. Good.
There's something else, Mark.
What?
I opened the other backpack and pulled out a small Tupperware container.
You find some leftover meatloaf?
Look.
Oh, my God, you did.
Seriously, do you know what this is?
I have no idea.
This is the same stuff we saw in the woods by the farmhouse.
That fungus?
I had collected some to show Mark. It was watery and had a much darker color than before.
Are you sure it's the same?
Look at it.
I am.
This stuff is all over the road up ahead. You can't see it, but it's past that semi. It's all over, Mark.
Tell me you didn't touch it.
Why do you always do that?
It could be dangerous.
No shit. That kid in the basement said the ships were spewing some kind of slime. It could be this. You should see it over there. I pointed down the road.
This isn't slime. It's a fungus. Maybe algae. It has a weird liquid body.
This has to be what he was talking about. They were burning it. Or trying to.
They didn't get it all.
No, they didn't.
Okay, drop that and let's go.
Drop it? No way.
You're not bringing that thing in the truck.
Mark.
No, Ava. If it is what that kid was talking about, then it did come from those ships. And if that's the case, I don't want it around us. Hell, for all we know, it could be releasing spores. We breathe it in and could die, or worse, we could be infected.
And if I close the top?
No.
I didn't feel like arguing with Mark, and he was probably right. Fine. I tossed it into the grass. But if you want to avoid this stuff, we should find another road.
Already planning on it. Let's go.
The sun was setting over the horizon. We had found a frontage road to jump on. There were plenty of stalled cars, but we were able to meander through. The sun was slowly disappearing over the horizon. We had hit a long stretch of nothing but wide open prairie. Where are we?
We should be crossing into Oklahoma soon. There was a sign back there.
Want some? I had brought the backpack with food into the front with us. I held out a can of peanuts.
Sure. Finding a good spot to rest will be hard in this vast openness.
We'll find something. Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
I dug in the backpack and pulled out a CD. Music?
What is it?
The label just says mix. Found it on a dashboard.
As long as it isn't rap.
Okay, because you didn't bust a move to Young MC at Sarah's wedding.
That's hip-hop. Much different.
You sound so old.
Let's see if the CD player works.
It works!
Country?
I guess.
I don't recognize it.
Me either.
Just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma, got my baby by the side, and I really want a slow lane.
Feels weird, right?
The song?
We haven't listened to music in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's nice.
I stared out at the orange glow of the setting sun and the emptiness that surrounded us. It was beautiful, an entirely untouched area.
When we get to Amarillo, we're gonna drink us a beer. We're gonna whisper in his ear. Tonight I'm gonna show you just how.
You okay?
Yeah.
Ava?
I think the music's getting to me.
Sure it's the music?
Feels like it.
You don't think it's everything we've been through?
That might be part of it. I wanted to lean my head against the window, but couldn't, because there was no passenger window. It had been shot out when Adam and Neil took our stuff. Mark, I have to know. How do you deal with the death?
the death? Is that your way of talking about Neil and Adam?
I can still feel it, jabbing the scissors into him. But I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know how you...
If I didn't...
I'm not saying that.
I did it because I felt like I had to in the moment. They were crazy.
That's for sure.
I'll admit, it's hard to cope with, but I try not to think about it.
Sorry to bring it up. I just... If you weren't here, I don't know how I would ever make it. You do the things I can't.
That's the thing. You say you can't because I'm here. But if you had to, you would.
I don't know if that's true.
Ava, I commend you for what you're able to do.
Commend me? For what? Getting us into trouble?
No. You got us out of that damn house and you were able to talk Ben down. If it was me, I would have shot. But I'm glad it wasn't up to me. It wasn't hard to see that kid wasn't like his dad. You saw it. And I think you made the right decision. Scared the shit of me at the time, but it could have ended a lot worse. But that's not to say every situation will be like that.
I know. I feel sorry for Melissa. Mark turned his attention back to the road. The only time I had used a gun was to shoot a shrieker at the quarantine zone. And even though it was a creature, it still made me feel uneasy. If it came down to it, could I shoot a person? Could I take a life? I could still hear Neil screaming out in pain when I brought the scissors down into his shoulder. But if I didn't do that, he would have killed Mark. And there is no way I would let that happen.
Hey.
I looked over to Mark, who held out his hand. I smiled and poured more peanuts into it. I like this.
Ava, we're gonna make it to Scott.
I was still worried about what to expect when we reached Ramona. But before I could say anything, Mark held out his hand to me. Not for peanuts, but for my hand. He gripped it tightly, and all I could do was smile.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabel as Madison, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, and Crystal Hall as Lane. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a Seven Lamb production.